Before we look at world news this morning, let's go to this leaked report which shows Australia is being officially advised to cut carbon pollution by 15% by 2020, rising to a 90% cut in emissions by 2050. The recommendation is from the Independent Climate Commission in a draft report which was supposed to be published in October. The report, seen by this program, raises the bar on climate ambition for both major political parties, with Labor and the Coalition currently committed to a bipartisan 5% reduction in emissions by 2020. Andrew McIntosh is the Associate Director of the ANU Centre for Climate Law and Policy. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Andrew, before we get to the size of the cut, the Climate Commission is independent. Its work is based on the best available science. Just briefly remind us what its job is here in terms of coming up with these targets for emissions.
The first important thing, it's only an advisory body, so it doesn't dictate what the government does. It merely gives the government advice, and the government will also get advice from its other departments, so Department of Environment and Department of Treasury and PM&C and the others. So it's in many ways you can see it is not that important, but it is meant to be the primary input into what the government does.
Mm. It's in the UK they have a similar model where they do seem to take it very seriously. I'm not sure if it's mandated there, but what we have from this leaked report is a trebling of the current 5% target, which has bipartisan support, as I mentioned, 5% cut in emissions by 2020. To put this in context, in terms of the global effort to cut carbon pollution and avoid dangerous climate change, is a 15% cut, that's a trebling of their current target, is a 15% cut by Australia by 2020 enough, in your view?
Well, to answer that question, you have to start with some basics. So if everybody agrees we want to limit temperatures to 2 degrees, it means that we can only emit, as a globe, about 300 gigatons of carbon, so 300 billion tons of carbon over the next 90 or so years. Now, think of that as a big carbon cake. Now, the first bit, that's the easy bit, determining how big the cake is. Now we have to divide it up between everybody on the planet. This is the hard bit. The important thing here is it's not an expert judgment, it's a value judgment. And my personal opinion is that I think we should adopt an egalitarian approach. That is, every person on the planet gets an equal slice of this pie. If you adopt that approach, the 15% by 2020 and 90 by 2050 results in every person in Australia, on average, getting at least double what someone from the developing world gets, assuming that all developed countries adopt a similar sort of approach. So it ends up being, I would say, relatively unfair. And I would ask the climate authority and the government, if it goes down this approach, how can you justify that the average Australian ends up with twice the allocation, at least, as the average Indian or the average Chinese person?
So in your view, it's not enough.
It's not that fair, and it's not enough. No, we have to go higher than that if we want to have a fair distribution of this cake. I know it's difficult, but if we want to reach that 2-degree target, that's simply the mathematics.
Okay. It's difficult, all right, and you can imagine that even this leaked target will create an outcry because, as I say, the two major parties have committed, both of them, on a 5% cut in emissions by 2020. This is a trebling of that. Can we give it a sense of how difficult it would be for companies to cut by 15%, to treble, for this nation to achieve a trebling of the current target? Because some say it's not that difficult because, for instance, falling power demand is creating easier opportunities to reduce emissions.
Well, firstly, to the polluters. Now, the polluters shouldn't really care whether we have a 15% target or a 40% target. The price is likely to remain the same, so they won't see any difference. They'll just simply see the same price as they'd see otherwise. The big difference is the money going out or the amount of money that the government has to spend and really what the impact on the economy is. Now, economy-wide, an increase from 5% to 15% will result in only a marginal increase in the economic cost. If you go to 40%, it will be significantly more, but still not the sort of thing that's crushing, and we could do it without suffering a major loss in GDP growth and the other major macroeconomic indicators.
Is the burden on business involved in this at the moment, currently, you might think, easier to sell because of the low price of European carbon permits, for instance? I mean, there is a sense that to get to the 15%, businesses would be buying offshore permits.
Yeah, that's right. At the moment, the price is quite low, and therefore it won't, even for the economy, it won't be that great. But again, just for the polluters, they don't see any difference, depending on, irrespective of what the target is. They see no difference because we allow imports from overseas, and therefore they will always see the same price, irrespective of what our national target is.
Okay, so the polluters would keep polluting under, if the government moves, if Labor was in government, they plan to move to an emissions trading scheme that has a cap on emissions that comes down. That's part of the carbon, the Climate Commission's job too, I think, to recommend, well, that's what we're talking about here. How would this work under the Coalition's plan of direct action?
Well, under the Coalition's approach, it's not entirely clear how it's going to work, but the general gist of it is that they'll have a, what they call a baseline and credit scheme. So increasing the target will mean that the government has to possibly spend more money, or they'll have to think about allowing the import of credits from overseas.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Andrew McIntosh is the Associate Director of the ANU Centre for Climate Law and Policy. And as I mentioned, this leaked report from the Climate Commission is recommending Australia's 2020 target for cutting carbon pollution should be trebled, 5%, which is what has bipartisan agreement at the moment, to 15%.